7 minutes to self. M cubed. Meditation, mindset, and manifestation. Written and narrated by Elijah Mindset Morgano. Everyone is searching for something. We're so ecstatic when we found our true something. That purpose, that cause, that things that makes us feel us whole. So I found out that it wasn't in true love or in a partner. It wasn't true happiness in like our career and the things that our career afforded us. It wasn't having access to whatever I wanted in the material. Not just I, even the we. It was a true bond with myself. I said I love myself. You may be wondering why I spell self C-E-L-L-P-H for the balance. Because my grandmother told me that our ancestors are always close with us. It has to be in our cells, in the blood, our DNA. So I got to pay attention to my grandma. Me and her was born on the same day, March 20th. And she always told me, baby, never lie about who you truly are. Who yourself and who you are as the butterfly. Those words have stuck with us for decades, but truly started ringing loud in our mind, our body, and in our soul in the past few years. See, we're born with the mental and emotional obstacles. We were born with mental and emotional obstacles such as ADHD, dyslexia, and an overly active sex drive. And when my grandma moved to Vegas a few years ago, that was the first time I was truly alone without my anchor to hold us down. Not having access to her physically allowed us to lean on the innate abilities which tapped us into our divine presence, into divine energy. Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, think in frequency, energies, and vibrations. Frequencies, energies, and vibrations. So, I got tapped into this book called The Law of Attraction. It was awesome because at this time, like I started building a relationship with myself, but like, how did I see myself? And reading the book of, watching the video, actually it was on Netflix, but watching The Secret showed us about this amazing thing that you become a magnet and track what you are, not what you want. That's the biggest part. You attract what you are. So the biggest thing is learning how to shift your vibration to attract what you want in life and appreciate what you have. So over the years, we've written several books, and this book is more of a ritualistic guide to yourself, a journey to understanding you. 7 minutes or 7 moments to self, C-E-L-L-P-H, M cubed, meditation, mindset, and manifestations will lead you on a journey and a path to your deepest desires. Please enjoy.
In the middle, I'm feeling myself just a little bit. I'm bad for your health, you can get a hit of it. Not gonna be for a lifetime. I never leave home without my lifeline. Call a friend, and I decide to call heaven. So feeling my energy, you feeling my sin. So listen, I, Father, Mother, Son, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Battles already won, as above, so below. The macro and micro, do you know your worth? Yup, understand your gift. Listen, they said that religion is for those that scared of hell. Spirituality for those that do it well. Yup, I do it well, so I frequently visit myself in my crystal palace. I be meditating just to elevate my health. Yeah. I be like, I look in the mirror, said that I'm enough. Yeah, I am a seed of the soul. I got a heart made of gold, and our spirit's in control. So understand that every obstacle opens another opportunity. So I'm your fool, you stay true. What is enemy? Nothing is my enemy. No enemy within the enemy. I do no harm, no sin to me. Listen, I believe in God, and I believe in Voltron, and I believe in superheroes like Avengers and Iron Man. So understand, Understand my all spark is tuned into that higher man. Him, yeah, her imperial majesty. I know that you're feeling me, her imperial majesty. H-I-M, so I know that you're feeling we. You're feeling that frequency, you're feeling that energy. You're lost in the soul, so you frequently seeing me. Tech religion is for those that scared to hell. Spirituality for those that do it well. So you choose, my friend. Breaking all the rules, my next Kenya. Yeah, mindset.
The next several chapters, we're going to dive deep into our life, our stories, and just seven moments that you can add to your days, your life, that will start to build a relationship with yourself, that will build up your confidence, your courage, your cohesiveness with who you truly are. Tapping into our inner child, using our imagination to pretend, tapping into playing in the dirt, in the ground, doing amazing breath work, utilizing sounds. As you hear the 432 hertz in the background of our speaking, you're gonna get frequencies, vibrations, and downloads that's gonna tune you into yourself throughout this entire book. But as we tell our stories, as we tune in, some of it may resonate with you. That means to vibe with you. Some of it may not. All that we ask is that you have an open mind, body, and spine as we clear ourselves and go on a journey to understanding the mindset detox. 7 minutes to self, understanding meditation, mindset, and manifestation. One of the things that a lot of people don't know, or that I say a lot, is that meditation saved my life. I'm a mental health advocate, behavioral health advocate. I had an emotional, mental, and nervous breakdown back in 2018. And in that time frame, like, I checked myself into an institution. I had already had, it wasn't because of money problems. I had already been making money. I had already had this awesome ministry that was in over 100 countries. I was launching businesses. I wrote books. I had some beautiful, amazing kids. But what I didn't have is a firm relationship with myself. I had on these mini masks, and when I started, in the intro chapter, I talked about my grandma. My grandma moved in, she up and moved to Vegas with my aunt, and this was the first time that I really had to be on my own. I have family and friends, but me and my grandma, we rocked hard. She was my OG, and having my grandma allowed me to chill, allowed me to calm myself. But in the midst of not, in 2018, when I checked myself into the institution, it wasn't because of my mind not being in control. It was more so because of not controlling my emotions and not having that anchor. The more masks you start to pull off, I had spent like 13, 14 years in corporate America, veteran, several children, a couple marriages at this time, and I still didn't know who I was. That time in there, I was in there for 3 days. Being in there for 3 days allowed me to ultimately tune into my inner self in the highest way possible. Tuned into my what brought me joy, like playing video games. I tell people all the time, meditation saved my life. That's why the first few rituals is going to talk about meditation, mindfulness, and just being chill. My grandma taught me that wisdom allows me to chill, and wisdom is what she called trees. So one of the lines I say all the time, I quote myself from my poem called Trees, Me's, and Galaxies. So the trees hold the keys to the galaxies, and then the seeds hold the clues to our legacy. And then everything is frequencies and energy. And so I focus on myself and not my enemy. Nah, you're good. Welcome to 7 M's to my 7 M's to self equals M cube, mindset, meditation, and manifestation. We hope you've been enjoying the ride, enjoying the vibe, tuning into some of our stories, some of our moments, and our moments in time and some of our rituals. This next one, I know I tell this to a lot of my clients and even to my children and my significant others. Cold showers are phenomenal. I know what you think. You're like, why would I take a cold shower? What would be the point of taking a cold shower? I hate cold showers. Like, one, the fear of the cold shower pops up. So I had to create the habit of taking 30-second to 2-minute cold showers. And what that does is, one, you overcome a fear. And two, you automatically shock the cells that are in your vessel. You shock those cells that are in your vessel. And we have this nerve called the vagus nerve. And in the midst of having that vagus nerve, it's like a magical moment. And if you can utilize one of the other rituals, i.e. the affirmations, you can speak things that you desire to come into your existence in every 14 seconds. That's why we said 30 seconds to 2 minutes, because every 14 seconds, what you're doing is attracting the opportunities and the vibrations of that what you're thinking about, what you're saying, and what your cells are being shocked into. Because what happens is, when that nerve is activated, the coldness from it, your body is regulating itself. That's when you start to take in more breaths. We talked about the infinity breath on breathing and meditation go hand in hand. The whole goal is to create rituals and habits that are conducive to maximizing your moments, to create a different mindset that is more attractive and more magnetic. Cold showers. I've taken a couple videos and posted on mindset underscore detox TV underscore media underscore group. We have several videos. That's on Instagram. We have several videos where we've took the cold shower semi naked, and in the midst of that, we showed the energy exchange. We actually, the longest time we did it in the cold shower was like, I think it was like 8.5-9 minutes. But the more intentional that you are with that time, what start to happen is that you create a flood of thoughts, feelings, and emotions that's wrapped around things that you set intentions for. So if you wake up and show what you're grateful for, write down what you're grateful for, and go into the mirror and do some morning mantras and mantras, and then get in the shower and do a cold shower. Like, that's several things that's building up and raising your vibration. So this entire book, these 7 M's, are moments to raise your vibration. So cold showers are amazing. Y'all stay blessed and highly favored. This chapter is the law of attraction and the law of vibration, and how they tune into these moments, these 7 moments to self, tuning into your dopest version of yourself. So I want to say 2015, 2016 time frame, I was with my second wife, and in the midst of this, we was launching businesses. We was watching different types of books, reading different types of books, watching all types of videos, and we got recommended to watch this show called The Secret. And The Secret had these dope ass entrepreneurs, authors, philanthropists, creators, healers from around the world. People like Lisa Nichols, Michael Beckwith, Bob Proctor. And watching this, it immediately sparked something inside of me. It triggered a lot of things. I watched it like 3 or 4 times. I had already been in the midst of learning how to utilize my manifestation. The law of attraction, it talks in this show, The Secret, they talk a lot about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that whatever you think about, you will bring about. And we are all magnets that attract the things that we like to desires, right? So one of the books that I read that was similar to this was a book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. They talk about having a burning desire and attracting the thing that you actually desire. Great thing about the law of attraction is that it opens a lot of people up to the abilities of mantras in the non-physical world, and the fact that we're all magnets. The not so great thing about it is like using the law of attraction without knowing the other universal laws or principles may not always work out favorable. So the law of attraction being the main premise of that video, they shied away from the actual source of it, which is the law of vibration. That law states that everything in the world, in the universe, vibrates at a certain frequency and vibration. And you get what you are, not what you want or desire. Because even your desires become a part of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So the dopeness about it, there was one person that got asked to do the law of attraction, probably a couple of other people as well. But and being able to do the secret, not the law of attraction, to do the secret, one lady got asked to do it. She's my mentor, super dope lady. Her name is Abraham Hicks, and shout out to Abraham Hicks. But they took her part out. I actually came across Abraham Hicks a year after that, about 2016, late 2016, early 2017. The law of vibration, you have to mentally, emotionally, and change yourself on the inside before you can change your reality. And in the midst of that, like that process that she teaches, she's a channeler. She vibrates really high and she channels a dope ass. Her name is Esther Hicks. She channels Abraham, and Abraham is a multidimensional being that helps her, that guides her. And like I had been listening to her audios and books for a while before I tied in the secret, the hidden excerpts of the secrets. So whenever I learned that, when I follow the clues, whenever something is taken out of something, I had to learn why it was taken out of it. Reading books like Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Like reading those books put me in positions to keep searching. So I have always been in the vibration of learning, wanting to learn new things and wanting to share and teach it. So this moment and opportunity to tie in the law of vibration and the law of attraction was huge for me. Now that I know how to raise my vibration and completely change my cellular structure, that's why I say I love myself, my CELLPH, my cells, my DNA. That's where my ancestors lay, because I talk to myself every fucking day. I talk to myself more than anything, and having that communication and relationship with yourself allows you to shift your vibration. We're going to go over some rituals and rituals and moments in time over the next several chapters, man. I'm glad, I'm excited to have y'all here, and I really want y'all to tune into yourself. So quickly, the breakdown of Abraham Hicks' version of raising your vibration is realizing what you don't want, step one. Realizing what you don't want. Step two, the universe, you don't have to do anything. The universe automatically does that. It starts to pull in what you actually do desire. Step three is get in the vibrational resonance of it, or get in the vibrational feeling of it, so that you can be in position to receive it, receive the opportunity. Step four, when you face adversity, stay in that vibration of neutral or better, so that you can get the outcome that's favorable for you and all parties. Step five, just stay in that, repeat that, repeat step one, letting the universe know what you don't want, letting the universe know what you do want. Being in that vibration, the universe is always listening. So like these rituals will help you create these step one through five for yourself, and get into a place where you can calm down in the midst of a lot of storms. So definitely hope you enjoy the next chapter. I said I love myself. I said, oh yeah, oh love yeah. I say. What up, Auntie Renee? What up, Dr. Timothy? I said, hallelujah. Yo, so breath is life, right? So what we're going to be going over in this chapter is the infinity breath. We're going to give you some rituals that we started to do and implement into our life to one, completely change our environment and also change ourselves from the inside. What I just did with the singing and harmonizing and toning, paying homage to our ancestors, inviting some of my ancestors in so that they can feel the vibration. So part of the infinity breath is we're going to be breathing in for seven breaths, seven counts. When you the importance of having an intentional count breath is you're telling your body that you're doing something different than it normally does. Like, you don't normally breathe in for seven counts and hold it for four counts or hold it for two counts and then breathe out for another seven. You don't normally do that. You normally just, a lot of people are taking a lot of shortening breaths. But breath brings in prana. Prana equals energy. Energy equals opportunity for create space. So when you breathe in, you're breathing in love and light, and then you breathe out love, or you're breathing out dense energy and carbon monoxide. But when we do this breath, right, outside of counting how many seconds is going now we're breathing in, we're also adding colors to it, and we're creating an infinity sign, infinity symbol around our body. Creating that infinity symbol around your body creates a protective layer, and it also, the infinity sign is the sign of creation. Yeah, we're creating new habits. Shout out to Nikola Tesla. He said, if you wanted to understand the universe, think in 369. That 369 itself, it's the epitome of the infinity sign and the energies that's wrapped around those numbers and the energies that's wrapped around those symbols. So what we're doing right now, Nikola Tesla also stated, said, if you wanted to understand the universe, understand frequency, energies, and vibrations. I study energy all the time. These breaths, we're breathing in energy, we're breathing out energy, and we are creating an energy field when we start to imagine. So meditation is becoming familiar with. The more you talk to yourself and have relationship with yourself, the more you become familiar with yourself, all right? Yeah, so what we're going to do is I want you to breathe in. We're going to be breathing in several colors. We're going to be breathing in gold, pink, purple, blue, and platinum. All these colors are the colors of the rainbow, colors of the spectrum. They each hold vibrational resonance. Purple can transmute energy. Pink adds love and light. Gold adds wisdom and understanding. Blue adds protection from low dense vibrations. And platinum adds protections from electromagnetic fields and energy. Doing this breath and tuning into yourself, you tune into different dimensions. So we usually, depending on what your spiritual background is, we call into our ancestors or our angels or your deity or your protector to give you that code of protection. When you're doing this infinity breath, it's like you're killing two birds with one stone. So quick recap, we're going to breathe in for seven counts, hold it for two counts, and then breathe out for seven counts. And when we breathe in for seven, I want you to see those colors of the rainbows, the gold, pink, purple, blue, or platinum. Pick a couple of the colors. I want you to see when you breathe in, I want you to see it go up and around your body, coming out of your belly button, which is your solar plexus area. It's going to come up and around your body. And then when you breathe out, it's going to come down through your back, come through the base of your spine, go down and out and around your feet. And the goal is to do that 3 to 5 times, get to a point where you can do that 12 times, and then also 6 times with the infinity sign going out in front of you and then coming back behind your back. But in regards to creating this flow of energy through your solar plex, this flow of energy through your energy field, you're creating a presence. Creating presence and becoming familiar with the now is very impactful for being able to raise that frequency, raise those vibes. So like I said, this breath that we just went over is called the infinity breath, and I'm going to go over it one last time. Seven breaths in, hold it for 2 seconds, seven breaths out, and when you're breathing in, see the infinity sign, see the line coming out from your solar plexus, going up and around your head, coming back and around down through the lower part of your spine, going through your root, coming out and around your feet. And also breathing in the colors of gold, pink, purple, and blue. So hope you enjoy creating the infinity breath. You're using your imagination. You're using your ability to think. You're using your ability to reason. The more parts of your non-physical body and brain that you start to intentionally use when you're creating these rituals, the more you get in control with raising your vibration and frequency. Definitely hope you like that chapter. Send us any questions or concerns. Check us out on Instagram to follow some of our meditations and mindfulness moments at mindset_detdetWe love to see you. Y'all stay blessed up. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, this is Mindset here with the 7 M's to Self equals M cubed. Mindset, meditation, and manifestation. These rituals of grounding and manifesting are amazing. So today's grounding session, we're going to talk about what is grounding and how can 10 to 15 minutes of grounding completely change your life. Yeah, like, well, and the reason I say this is because this is something that I push to a lot of individuals going through their journey and their process. And the reason that I push and promote this is because when we were children, we did this automatically. We was outside a ton. We played. And as time travels and as time goes on, we tend to forget about that child in us. We tend to only focus on the paying the bills and getting to work and all the responsibilities of the world. So this grounding, we spend a lot of our time in houses that are away from the earth, and we spend time in jobs that are away from the earth, unless you have an outside job. But the grounding is just getting out and tuning your vibration in to that of 432 hertz. 432 hertz is a frequency and a vibration that is actually playing in the background. We're gonna put a little bit of that on. We go in between the soothing spirits and the actual hertz. We love the 432 and the 528 hertz because they're very powerful healing tones. Because, like, one of the things that I tell people, I'm not a healer, right? But I help people heal themselves. I'm not a healer, but I help people heal themselves. And the reason I do that by holding space and sharing the vibrations that we give. And if I can do that as a human or a walking tree, the trees and the grass and the air and the clouds and the birds and the bees and the things that are out in nature are doing that with us as well. And that's a very powerful thing. And when I learned that, like, our feet and our hands have these electromagnetic fields on them that, like, can engage with other electromagnetic energy fields. And if you look closely at grass and leaves, they got little heads on their hairs on it, like little antennas. And these little antennas are very, this is how they transmit their frequencies and their energies. And even how they sing when the wind is blowing. When the wind is blowing in between grass, it makes a sound. The wind is blowing between the leaves, it makes a sound. And our attention that we pay attention, that we give to the grass or the trees, gives us attention and energy back. So going outside, when you first wake up, before you go to sleep, but preferably before you first wake up, and sitting under a tree, your body is exchanging energies with the ground, with the grass, and that tree, and the leaves, and every animal or being that is connected to it, there's a tons of insects. Like, I used to be afraid of insects, and I realized, like, what the fuck am I afraid of insects for? Like, it's just, their mouths are small as hell. They bite me. They can't eat all of me, but they bite me. I may be irritated for a little bit, but after that, I'll be all right. So overcoming that fear and taking that power back allows me to harness that energy. And the more that you can harness energy of high vibrating things, like Earth and Gaia is vibrating higher than anything else that's out there. During this recording, we're in the midst of this thing called COVID-19, the epidemic, where everyone is staying in the house and they're not working, but that they can't control whether or not you go outside to your house and spend some time underneath the trees. This opportunity to not be stressed and not focused on other things. They're sending money out to people. So, and it's crazy. Money is the same color of trees. The U.S. currency is the same colors of trees and grass. And they did that intentionally because psychologically that green does something to our bodies and vessels. So and going outside, spending 2 to 15 minutes just sitting underneath a tree, taking some deep infinity breaths. I know you remember the infinity breath. So if you combine the infinity breath with grounding and sitting under the tree, it can set you up for the next chapter, which is the dreams and the imagination. Utilizing your imagination to visit yourself in a crystal palace. We're going to take you on a free flow journey throughout your chakras, and also getting your first introduction into the chakra system. Chakras are Sanskrit for wheels, and we have tons of them throughout our body, but we're going to talk about 7 main chakras. While you're grounding, you can focus on them. The trees have chakras, earth has chakras, every animal has chakras. Super dope. They are energy portals or gateways that we utilize to exchange energy services with. So grounding, putting your feet to the ground, sitting up against a tree, focusing, gazing on trees, and breathing in the smell of a tree, hugging a tree, all these things are part of grounding, and doing that for 2 minutes to 15 minutes a day greatly increases your vibration. And the more you do it, the more you get a habit of doing it, it becomes, you wind up spending hours outside and charging your vessel and body up. So y'all enjoy, y'all stay blessed and highly favored. I said, we frequently visit ourselves in our crystal palace. We be meditating just to elevate ourselves or health. We look in the mirror, said that we are enough. We are the seed of the soul. We got a heart made of gold. And our spirits in control. Ja. Much love and light. I said, I'm a big kid. Look what I can do. I said, I can do what big kids often do. Like, I want to run and play and chase my tail. Nah, what up, world? Mindset Morgano here. We're back for the imagination, right? Be like a child. Our body has several parts that it houses, right? Our spirit, mind, body, and spokes. Mind, body, and soul. The spirit is intertwined in all of that. The spirit encapsulates our body. But like, your inner child is a part of you that has the greatest imagination, has the greatest insight on the things that made you happy. And this chapter is focused on the imagination. Thinking back to when you was a child. Oh, thinking back to when you had your funnest moments. And in the midst of sitting back and thinking, I want you to take a couple deep breaths in, right? Try to breathe with your entire vessel, your entire body. And as you're taking these deep breaths in, bring your attention and your awareness to your hands. Bring your familiarity to your hands, to your forearms, across your chest, into your legs. Think about those moments when you were in the recess on the yard playing basketball or football. Think about when you were singing or dancing, writing in your journal, cooking with mommy or daddy. First date, prom, moments in time that when you got your game, your hoverboard. These being like a child, and what we just did is called being present. But we went from being present in the now to what we're feeling in our body, to taking a trip and a journey into our consciousness, into our mind, into our conscious records. One of the things I tell a lot of people is I'm a time traveler. I time travel all the time. What do you mean, mindset? How do you time travel? I time travel through stories, through visions, through missions. I'm a seer. I'm a prophet that profit properly off of prophecies. My grandmother named me. It was super dope. My grandmother named me Elijah and my brother Emmanuel. And like me being able to just share the message, and my brother being the message, and he being the God. And it's dope. I am God, one with it. And what I utilize for meditation is just like pretending, utilizing your mind to get into a place where you are pretending. But this pretend is an actual place, because we're multidimensional. And if you can tune in your feelings of happy times, the happy moments, the same thing happens when you get triggered and go into and have an anxiety or anxious moment. So those moments are triggering emotions, energy, emotion. And your consciousness doesn't know whether or not this moment is real or it's nice, not real. So your fight or flight is triggered. So in between that fight or flight, you can sit there and just, you can embrace it and observe it. You don't have to do anything. So, but in that moment of not doing anything and just observing it, you gain the power. So these moments of meditation, or they call it visualization, and we call it imagination. But this is all forms of meditation. The M cubed in 7M to self, CELLPH for the balance, equals M cubed. That mindset and meditation leading to manifestation, all those matter, but the meditation is a several part form, and there's many different ways to meditate. So visualization is a very important tool that people with high imaginations, i.e. the children, the kid inside of you, have and that they develop. And you look at your children, if you have children. I'm blessed to have children. I'm blessed to have 6.5. And at this time, I got my 7th one on the way. Shout out to Trinity and either future baby Trinity or Zion. We super lit about this child that's going to be born in October. Super Scorpio baby. This will be my first Scorpio. I'm super excited. I'm excited about procreating life and being able to pass information, knowledge, wisdom, understanding into that. And children love to pretend and imagine. So as we talk, I want you to visualize and imagine some things that make you happy. Like what is like feeling grateful what you have for right now, but like, I imagine being in Jersey with my pop, right? I imagine being in Jersey with my brother. I imagine being in Delaware with my cousin and spending that time with them and having real deep conversations and having some channel moments. Like, I like channeling. And I've been building out this understanding of what I'm doing and creating the mission and the movement for our bloodline. It's been an imagination. Like, I've been visualizing every day. I sit and I meditate every day. But like, going to Jersey, this is several years in the making, and actually rebuilding bonds and connections that wasn't established as a child with my brother on my father's side and with my father that spent a lot of years behind bars. So this moment of being able to manifest this into my life, I spent a lot of time doing it. So I do it with my children. And I'm looking to be excited to do it with my pops. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to use our imagination to tap into our chakras. We was talking about the chakras in the last one. So we have several chakras. We have the root chakra, which is red. So we use the color of the rainbow called Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Roy G. Biv is the color of the 7 main chakras in your body. So I want you to bring your attention to your body and look at the base of your spine and just see a red circle. So Sanskrit chakra is Sanskrit for wheel. So just see a circle or wheel going round and round with the red, and bringing your attention a little bit above that place. You'll see an orange circle going round and round a little bit above that spot to like right where you're a little bit above your belly button. You see a yellow circle going round and round, and bringing your attention to these chakras and bringing your attention to these colors. These are your lower levels. That's your root chakra, the color red, orange, yellow. And then your next one is your green. So it goes root and then sacral chakra and then solar plex. And then green is your heart chakra. See that heart chakra spinning a little bit faster. Then after that is blue. So that's your throat chakra, a little bit further up your spine, spinning faster and faster. Go a little bit up more. That's your third eye, which is indigo, spinning a little bit faster. And then at the crown, you have your crown chakra, which is violet, spinning faster and faster. Like this exercise that we just walked through, giving that time and attention to visualize your chakra system gives you the opportunity to be one with that. And you sending those colors and those loves and those moments and those emotions to it, it starts to raise your vibration of your vessel. and you start to feel it all over. You want to move around. If you can harness that and then you focus that energy and attention with what you actually desire to do, that makes your visualizations a lot more powerful. So like, I started a lot of my meditations by freestyling. I say day by day in every way. So we're going to go through a free flow session, right? In the midst of going through these free flow sessions, I freestyle for 20 minutes every day. And the reason I freestyle is because I'm speaking into existence my reality. So in your imaginations, like, you would want to probably listen to yourself, listen to yourself talk about your desires. And doing that, it puts you in a state of creating that atmosphere and that environment. So a lot of people think meditation and visualization got to be some crazy, interesting thing, right? Listen. I be visiting myself, elevating mind, body, spine, intertwined with divineness. Listen, I love my unicorns. Then I love my koi fish, the battle zone, and my dragons. Human size, hummingbirds, I understand these words. I see the rainbows over the hill. I see the crystal palace in the energy field. Understand Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit mad hatter jump into the hole. Then we in the magical land. Cards, I see the cards that I was dealt. My grandma, she understand that everyone's wealth stood inside of their mind, body, and spine. That's why she always asks their zodiac sign. Yeah, what's your name? What's your number? What's your zodiac? I'm a Pisces Aries, and that is a fact. I mean, the whole zodiac, the top and the bottom. Understand, I'm like Batman and Robin. Yeah, I got my own back, but I understand my ancestors tuned into those O's, the facts. So I like to spit my factory. I learned to understand that this immaculate conception came when I tuned into our direction. Straight, narrow, the yin and yang. I'm like my own hero of my story. But listen, you can be your own savior. And what I just spit was that was a freestyle free flow. But look, day by day, in every way, gotta get better and better at me, myself, and I, the butterfly, I got to get high. So day by day, in every way, I wake and pray. I used to slay my demons, now I wake and I pray. Have gratitude for my demons, have gratitude, appreciation for everything. I'm grateful for the heaven sings. So the first 5 minutes of my day, I spend visualizing, showing what my gratitude is, what I have now, and what I'm gonna have in the future, because I have it all right now. If I think about it, see about it, bring about it, speak about it, it gotta definitely show up in this reality for me or my legacy. And I'm content with either way. So listen, I profit properly off of my prophecy. So this is mindset. Yeah, hope y'all enjoyed that. That was our free flow meditation session. Y'all stay blessed and highly favored. Jaja.
Spleen and gallbladder, calming, soothing, healing. Feel the gold flowing around your digestive system and your intestines, purifying, relaxing. And as you feel more comfortable and at ease, golden light of enlightenment and wisdom is flowing into your lungs, filling your lungs with the healing, soothing light of the angelic realms. And it flows into your heart, allowing your heart to relax. Feel your breath become more comfortable, breathing more easily, allowing the golden energy to flow over your shoulders and down your arms, down through your elbows, soothing the joints in your elbows, healing, relaxing your elbows, going down into your wrists, where the gold soothes and smooths your wrist joints. And allow the golden energy to go into your fingers one by one, through your fingers, cleansing the joints. And as your arms and hands have that wonderful, tingling, glowing feeling, you start to relax more deeply so that the archangels can touch you more deeply. You're feeling your whole back warm and glowing as the golden light spreads through your back, as if soft hands are gently stroking and rubbing away any tension, massaging any tension spots, letting them go. Feel the back of your neck being massaged, any old resistance being drained away. And as the golden energy flows over your head, going deep into your mind, into your ears, softening your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your lips and tongue, really relaxing. You are feeling comfortable, tingling, floating, every cell in your body opening like a golden flower and releasing light. Every cell in your body opening like a golden flower and releasing light. And you're opening to the angelic realms. Archangel Michael, the Archangel of Protection, stands before you now in his glorious blue light. He places a blue cocoon of protection around you, and you are safe and secure. Your guardian angel now stands beside you and takes you by the hand on a journey down a golden path. You walk hand in hand down the golden path to the most beautiful garden. It's a perfect day. There is a warm blue sky, soft white puffy clouds. The grass is green and soft and springy. There are beautiful flowers in the garden of all colors, and there are tall and majestic trees where you can hear birds singing a beautiful chorus. Butterflies dance in the air, passing in front of you. Somewhere in the garden is a fountain. You can hear the water flowing and see it sparkling in the sunlight. Take a moment to enjoy the beauty of this garden. Your guardian angel now guides you to sit or lie down on a comfortable bench or on the grass or under a tree, whichever you prefer. We now invite Archangel Metatron, the Archangel of Ascension, to run a column of high-frequency, golden-orange ascension light down from Source, through your higher self, down through all of your 12 chakras, and connecting you to Mother Earth below your feet. Visualize this column of golden, glowing, orange light, opening all of your chakras completely and clearing all lower frequencies and debris out of your aura. We now ask Archangel Metatron to touch, light up, and fully activate your stellar gateway chakra, located 30 centimeters above your head. See Archangel Metatron pouring his golden orange light into this chakra. This chakra is the gateway to all of your higher self wisdom. See it as your own personal golden orange sun above you. Visualize a bridge of light between this chakra and Source. This is your Antakarana bridge, a bridge of light between soul and vessel. Visualize your bridge starting to energize and shine. We now ask Archangel Mariel, the Archangel of Divine Feminine Love, to touch, light up, and fully activate the higher aspect of your soul star chakra, which is located 18 centimeters above your head. See Archangel Mariel pouring her glorious magenta pink light into this chakra. This chakra contains all your soul's incredible knowledge and wisdom from each lifetime that you have lived. And you can now use this to activate your own personal skills and powers as a master in this lifetime. Take a few moments to visualize yourself using the skills you had in Golden Ascended Atlantis for your highest good. See this chakra glowing as a deep pink ball above your head. We now ask Archangel Christiel, the Archangel who helps us silence the chatter of our mind, to touch, light up, and fully activate your causal chakra, located above and slightly towards the back of your head. See Archangel Christiel pouring her glowing, pure white light into this chakra. This is where you connect with the spiritual world, the angelic frequencies, and the unicorns. Here you access the secrets of deep peace and eternal life. See the chakra shining as a bright white light slightly above and towards the back of your head. We now ask Archangel Jophiel, the Archangel Joy and Beauty, to touch, light up, and fully activate your crown chakra, which is a 1,000-petaled lotus on the top of your head. This chakra opens fully when you are ready to accept the codes of higher light and source wisdom. We now ask the unicorns to help you open each petal of your lotus. Visualize your unicorn standing above you, pouring his white light into your crown chakra, opening all the petals of your lotus.
Welcome back to the 7 M's to Self equals M cubed. Mindset, meditation, and manifestation. Yeah, this next step we're going to talk about is feeding and fasting in order to neutralize the rituals that we have. You know, one of the things that I eat all things that makes me happy. Once you become aware of what adds density or adds hurt to you, eating those things that make you happy has a underlying motive to it. It slows you down. It causes a double-mindedness. Being in the world but not of the world, you have to be all in on everything that you do. So this next chapter is going to talk about feeding and fasting, how you can still eat what you desire and be conscious about being able to raise your awareness about what you're putting into your vessel. All right, so feeding and fasting, I'm not just talking about food. And the power of fasting, feeding yourself has everything to do with everything that you're doing when you first get up. Even when you're asleep, you're still feeding yourself with prana and source from like air. Like this whole book, this algorithm is about being able to know that this vessel takes in nutrients all the time, from the elements, from the people around us, to the conversations. So feeding yourself before you go to sleep, try to feed yourself something that's going to tingle your imagination. I used to read certain parts of the Bible to my children every night instead of reading them just imaginative stories. But some of the stories that I read were dope stories that I was learning, but they painted vivid pictures to my children. And children's imagination runs wild. So feeding yourself before you go to bed, huge. And when you wake up first thing in the morning, try to feed yourself vibrations, frequencies. You hear the sounds in the background, usually playing anything along the lines of 528 hertz or 432 frequencies. Or I'm usually getting downloads from Thoth or Saint Germain, Jesus, Muhammad, Martin Malcolm, Tupac, like Nipsey, like getting downloads from things that are gonna raise your vibration. All right. And the first thing, after feeding yourself non-physically, this fasting part, fasting is going against your body's normal makeup to put food into it. Like food is a desire. It's one of the highest desires that we have because food dictates whether or not we grow, whether or not we live. We were programmed to say that we need to eat 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That was a programming. And in the midst of that, learning how to shift, the ability to shift the attention from having to eat 3 times a day or letting your stomach or your body dictate your actions, getting a fasting regimen, even fasting for 7 days from something that you desire most, like either soda, sweets, Mary Jane, or sex, anything, fasting against anything that you know that you desire, or you may not know that you desire. That's why a lot of people fast everything, because then they can start seeing what they think about the most when they had those desires and those urges come up. So in the midst of this, I take intermittent fast, and I take fast from things that I don't desire to eat, but I love eating, to gather back my self-control, my willpower, my self-determination, my understanding that I don't need to eat just because it's 12 o'clock and my stomach tells me I need to eat. So one of the things that I used to do, that I used to wake up and I wouldn't eat before 11 o'clock. And I would get up sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I would be up a lot of hours before I even decided to eat. Would the moment an idea thinking about eating come up? Yeah, but like I would do other things. I would pivot and put my attention on other things. Energy flows where your attention goes. If you're hungry and all you're doing is putting your mind on eating, or the fact that you're not eating right now, you're gonna eventually break and give into what your thoughts are doing, because you're creating more of that atmosphere. So intermittent fasting is some way that I actually learned how to control this vessel. And then I also started eating lighter. What that means is I started drinking more juices. I actually, instead of eating 3 meals with meat in it, I would eat meals that only had veggies in it. I would eat fruits. Instead of just getting candy and cupcakes and stuff, I would eat more fruits. I would eat more meals with veggies in it. I would eat a plate of veggies instead of even putting any meat or starch on it. Eating lighter means eating higher vibrating food. Energy flows where your attention goes, and your attention goes with what you programmed into your cells and your DNA. We're doing right now a 33-day process, a 33-day fast across the board, right? And these 33-day fasts are focused on helping you shift your mindset and helping you shift your habits, your eating habits, becoming aware of unhealthy habits and pivoting and replacing them with healthy habits, and doubling down on your healthy habits that you do have and reinforcing them with positive reinforcement and also collective communion among a community. Super dope. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about in one of the chapters. I'm talking about your tribe or your community, how it's necessary and it's needed, because it takes a village to raise a child. In the midst of your vessel, just understand that there's a village inside of you. There's the adult that wants you to eat right. There's the child that want to eat whatever it wants to do. There's the soul and spirit that want them both, everyone to get along. There's the adolescents that went through a little phase where they started to be more conscious. So just know that, like, having communion within yourself and having building that community with yourself allows you to, one, start to attract the things that you eat, and that'd be more beneficial for your vessel, for your makeup. Because there's no one diet for anybody. There's no one type of food to eat for anybody. Like, honestly, diets and going vegan and all that, that's cool. That they're all things that help you raise your vibration. But just like you learned in this chapter, you raise your vibration by, like, you're raising your vibration just by listening to this podcast or listening to this audiobook. You're raising your vibration by listening to somebody that is aware of themselves. You raise your vibration by, like, going outside and grounding and putting your feet to the ground. The whole purpose of eating well is to show that you can raise your vibration so you can become at ease instead of dis-ease and in disarray. Harmony is everything. Definitely hope you enjoyed that chapter on feeding yourself right and fasting. So, quick recap: fast intermittently. Also, eating lighter foods. Almost left this good one out. Alkaline water. Eating more pH balanced water. More. Not acidic, but alkaline, drinking less acidic drinks, balancing. Coherence is everything. Water, our bodies are about 83% water, so the water that we put in is very important. There's tons of alkaline and water companies that are out there. Nagic is one of them. Finding alkalized water is everything. Stay blessed and highly favored. Booyah.
Oh, I just wanna vibe, I'm looking for my tribe. I really wanna get high and elevate the minds. Mind, body, and spine is intertwined with divine messages. Yeah, this ain't no test, cause we passed all the testimonies and we did it the best, yeah.
Nah, what up, World Mindset here? Look, this chapter we're gonna be discussing community. They said your tribe is everything. Community is a very powerful area of growth, and like, I couldn't do this alone. I have a dope ass community of the Magnetic Minds. I have a dope ass family community. I have a dope ass video gaming community. Shout out to EAFL and the boys. Shout out to EA Sports for making Madden. Shout out to my homie Danny Ray Martin out in Dallas, Texas with Geek Leaks. Esports and video games have been part of our lives. That's one of my communities. We start talking video games, you start thinking I'm a whole different being. But I'm also in the spiritual community. I'm also in the galactic community. I don't knock anyone's community. I'm also connected to the religious communities. And being in those communities, learning the community within yourself, tapping into yourself, allows you to tune into your chakra systems. Our chakras are aligned with, there's 7 major chakras inside of us, and then there's 5 more outside of us. Getting attunement with those chakras is the whole purpose of this book. The more you are attuned and balance your karma, and the more that you start loving on yourself and appreciating yourself and putting your attention on the things that you actually desire and makes you happy versus the things that you don't desire and actually take from you, what starts to happen is you start to vibrate and send off this pulse and this beacon into the world, into the galaxies. You send it off while you sleep. You send it off with every post you do. You send it off with every conversation you have. And the more you're tuned into you, like the community within inside of you. Like, I have many different personalities and thoughts and voices in my head. When I check myself into the mental institution in 2018 at Tucker, I'll remember this forever. The doctor told me, don't tell people that you hear voices. You should tell them that you're moved by the spirit. What the fuck? They're the same thing. Like, a spirit, it is a voice, it's a feeling, it's whatever. instead of me stepping up and really talking to him, I just sat back and I processed that. And I've been sharing that moment over. And this was the first time that I actually like, oh man, like, no, I hear many different voices, but many different emotions, many different experiences flow through my vessel at any given point. And that being said, I'm tuned in. I've raised my vibration enough. I've established a relationship with my ancestors and my loved ones. I'm not scared of anything on the other side of the veil. I'm actually the veil, and we are knocking through and going through the process excitingly. When that happened in 2018 was the mark and the moment where I truly started to attract my tribe. The moment I made amends with my mental health and my behavioral health and understanding my addictions, because going through that process, they ask you a lot of questions about yourself. And the only thing I had to lean on was the word that I had been listening to, the downloads, the meditations, these practices. And I lied to you not. This is where I realized meditation saved my life. Because while I was in there, I was getting prayed for. People were listening to the things that God was telling me. And it's crazy because, like, that was the beginning of creating my own communities, of education, communities of sexitation, communities of production, communities of gaming, communities. I am a energy broker. And what that means is that I broker energy amongst the galaxies. Physical energy, non-physical energy, positive energy, negative energy. We are a community of light sharing it, our soul and our shadows with the world. So, like, I know this is like, yo, what is he doing? He's just talking about himself. In the midst of sharing this story, like, one, I'm having a moment with my community of who we are. That's why we create content. That's why we create books. I'm writing this book for my children. Yesterday I found out that I was having a little girl. Shout out to Trinity and baby Trinity. So I had 7 children, 3 boys, 4 girls. And my girls came at a time when I started to learn who the fuck I am and started to attract my tribe and my community. So remember, speak your truth so those that are around you can live their truth. Be your truth so those that are around you can be their truth. Fall in love with yourself and align your community within, and then you'll be able to have no enemy outside can do you no harm. So, for my community, I'm gonna leave y'all with this. As the trees hold the keys to the galaxies, we know why seeds hold the clues to the legacy. And then everything is frequency and energy. That's why we focus on thyself and not that enemy. We said we focus on thyself and not that enemy. I said I love myself. I said my CELL. PH for the balance. Yeah. Y'all stay blessed. Yo, we are so glad that you joined us on this ride to the inside. My grandma told me that I must be myself and not tell no lies. So when I took off the math, I looked inside, or I took the mask off or the math off, both. Cast off, I'm growth is feeling it. No more time for choking, not only time for elevating and toting on trees. Cause they hold the keys to the galaxies, and we focus on our legacy because they're so important to you and me. But as these trees hold the keys, right? This entire algorithm or journey into our mind, body, and spine, we hope that you enjoyed the nuggets that was left. Let us know your part, your favorite part. Hit us up at Mindset. It's MindSet at, no, it's Mindset Detox, DETOX at gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at Mindset _ DETOXTV. That's Detox _ Media, MEDIA _ Group, GROUP. Share with us. Like, this moment in time, this book is one of many.
audiobooks, digital products. This was created to help my children and my children's children. But we're also creating this to help those that we come in contact with. Us being dyslexic and having the gift of gab is finding the balance between two and understanding this math adds up and we're true. But 7 M's to self is so exciting. We're looking for those to be a part of this newer journey. And if you got a book idea, you got an idea, period, and you need some fuel added to you, come to us. Mindset Detox TV. Hashtag, look on Google, hashtag M_M27. That's our call. The Magnetic Minds, we're looking for you all. We hope you was able to tune in and tap into your vibration. Till next time. I said I love myself. Mama said there'll be days like this. There be days like this, my mama said. We love you, Ma. We love you, tribe. We love you, vibration, brother, sister, legacy, children, children's minds. Love, light, and prosperity. I said I love myself. I said I love myself. My C-E-L-L. PH for the balance, cause my mind, body, and spine is balanced. Active stuff. So in what you're living, I'm loving. The truth is in the pudding. We understand that you wish you could. They said it's in the blood, in our DNA. So let's get activated in every way.